whatever it is you enjoy about the World of Warcraft, we have a challenge for you.
Adventure.
Crafted.
Murder.
Flowers.
This is the WoW Challenges Podcast, and here's your host, Lita.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges Podcast. This is episode 262. Today's Saturday, May 22, 2021. There's lots of twos. It's all happening. I'm your host, Lita. Joining me this week, I am surrounded by not only a wealth of knowledge from these people, but some absolutely amazing and fabulous people. So we have got Stir, Fair, Nisi, and Zaya. Hi, everybody. Welcome.
Hello.
Hello.
Thank you for joining me. I appreciate it. So it's like, yay. So today I wanted to pick the brains of some of the most dedicated and our, you know, not only mods, but our veterans who have managed to get tunes to level 60 and who can give us, you know, a bit of a rundown of, hey, we know people get to 50, but between the 50 to 60, it's like, well, I'm level 50, now what do I do? So that last little 10, it doesn't sound like a lot, 10 levels to get from 50 to 60 can be certainly an interesting experience. So we're covering everything today from obviously our irons, but also we have got passies and from Blood's perspective as well. So I think we've got, you know, we've got a fair chunk of wealth and knowledge here. So first off, we know that all of you guys have managed to get tunes to level 60s in our current expansion, Shadow Labs. Oh my god, Shadowlands. My brain is, I must need more coffee. I want you to tell us the journey, how you've gone with your level 50s. So, Stir, do you want to start off?
Well, sure. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, we can. Hi, Stir.
Cool. Well, welcome everybody to the show, and it's good to, I am honored to be sitting with this crew. I mean, it's just, it's
good, yeah, bunch.
It is. It's
good,
quite
people.
A bunch.
Yes.
So thank you for inviting me.
No worries.
The journey, you know, remember back when Shadowlands first came out, there's always that huge, oh, can we do it? Is this going to be the end of the challenge? And I'm not sure because everything looks hard. I mean, we were all there.
Yeah.
And, you know, the good news is, yes, look at the leaderboard. You'll see that there's a dozen or more irons, and then there's a few passies and bloodthirsties. It's just, so for any of you skeptics out there, yes, a challenger can get to max level in Shadowlands. So let's just put that right out there. So, but it is different, you know, so, and I think that's what makes it, you know, fun and challenging is it's not the same as before. So you're gonna have to learn some new tricks and new abilities to make points. So, myself, you know, I've always been Alliance and I've always been Night Elf. And, I'll tell you a little bit more about not playing a Night Elf and what that does to you, but I got to tell you, if you really are trying to challenge for the first time, do stick with a Night Elf, because Shadow Meld is an incredible capability. And same thing with, you could go with a Hunter and get Fang Death, and you know, Pally getting the bubble, but having an escape is so important.
Yeah.
So anyway, so usually what I do is I will take a tune, run it up to 50, which we could talk about that too, you know, from the perspective of, wow, going from 1 to 50 can be very, very fast if you're experienced, you know, quests and zones and where all the fast XP is. You can get there. In fact, the last challenger, Iron, who just dinged, if you go read up the article that Nisi wrote, he did from 1 to 60 in 11 days. 11 days, people. It's like, wow. That's faster than what I can do, but 1 to 50 can be very fast for most folks. But I will wait until I'm 51 or even 52 before I go through the Maw, and we can talk about that later as well. But when you emerge from the Maw, you'll be 51, close to 52, and that's when the fun begins. And what I've been doing with my toons is scouting, and scouting's really important. And you start to learn the new Shadowland offerings, as far as, you know, most zones have entry-level quests, you know, go pick up some stuff off the ground or go tag a few creatures that are running around. That's normal. But you've got to learn which one's your toon, your class, your racial, what it can do and not do, because it does make a difference.
Yep.
And you can hear one of us say, oh, yeah, Rogue can go anywhere. Rogue can manage crowds. Rogue can blah, blah, blah. You get on to a different class, that might not be true, because a lot of times, just to get to the quest, you have to get past mobs. And so, you know, Rogue and Druid is easy. You know, they just sneak around and off you go. But that's not true if you're visible. So you've got to learn. So, but that's what I do, is do that. I do all the entry quests. I do the world and bonus quests that are available, and discovery XP and things like that. And just do that. But one thing I will say that has, and I hope to hear from Fur and Zaya, you know, on some of these other dimensions and Nisi, is one thing with the release of a new expansion like Shadowlands, there's lots of players. Mm-hmm. In fact, go to some of the old areas, like trying to open up your garrison in Draenor, there's nobody around. Mm-hmm. It's like you're by yourself. But in Shadowlands, you're going to have plenty of company. And you might go, well, hey, that's good and bad. That means I can tag some of these hard-to-kill mobs and stuff. Yep, you sure can. But the bad part is the respawn rate is incredibly fast. So, you know, you might get a bonus quest to go in, collect memorabilia, and, you know, the other players are clearing it for you, and you're like, hey, what's so hard about this? And then suddenly the players are gone because they completed, so they just kind of despawn out of the area.
Yeah.
And you're in the middle of a packed area, and suddenly all the mobs respawn too. Mm-hmm. And you're like, oh, Lord, how do I run? So, you know, fast respawns can be fatal.
Yeah.
If you don't have a way to get out or cloak or something, you get it. So you learn maybe to not go in the middle and just stay around the edges and nibble in the zone, you know, on the outside edges, so that you have an escape. So
yeah,
that's it for me. That's I know it's long-winded, but that's kind of how I've been doing it.
Okay, all right. And you are prime. I mean, Iron is your primary play style for challenges, but it's not the only thing that you play. You've managed to get a max in a passy, and was it working?
Working. Yes. Working, man. Yeah.
Yeah. So, again, you know, Stir's got a lot of broad knowledge that covers many different aspects, which is fantastic. So, and always a lover of the rogue, Stir. You are. When I think of rogue, it's normally I think of you. So it's yes, yeah. Yes.
Well, later when we get into our week, I'll talk about not playing a rogue and not playing night elf.
Yes,
that has been an eye opener.
Wow. that's like two things I never thought I'd hear you say, which is exciting to hear. So we'll get into that in a bit. All right. Fair, how are you? Is Fair here? No?
Did she got bored and left.
She's had enough. Did you mute? No? I don't know.
No Fur.
No Fur? She's somewhere. All right. How about we...
No, just can... letting her know that we see her icon keying up, but we're not hearing your audio.
Yeah. Which is weird, because I heard her all before. So anyway, that's okay. Zaya, let's go on to... We'll talk to Zaya. We'll come back to Fur. Zaya, how are you?
Oh, fine.
Excellent. All right. So let's pick your brains for a little bit. So tell us about the journey from level 50 that you found with your tunes.
When I get to 50, that far?
No. I think she'll be back.
Okay. I stay out of BFA until I get to 50.
Mm-hmm.
At that point, I explore and get all the chests I can. Having flight in BFA is a big plus there.
Yeah.
There's a thing I have an advantage of Sword because he can fly yet. So if you have flight on the account, it is a very nice thing to have to get chests and explore everywhere.
Yeah.
You can get easily about 1.5 or 2 levels at 50 just by exploring BFA.
Mm-hmm.
If you can, if you have opened the war campaign, you can go whatever your faction on the other faction's place and explore that too, so you get easily get 2 levels there.
Yeah.
Just by exploring. But you absolutely have to choose a zone in BFA before being able to take the boat to the other faction side.
Mm-hmm.
I created a horde, a warlock.
Mm-hmm.
I got it 50 earlier today. So I went to Tivergard town because I know where the chests are because I always played Alliance or almost played Alliance only on the Irons. So I know where the chests are, so I could easily, with an Iron Tune, get all the chests in Dragard, Rothbar, and Stormguard.
Mm-hmm.
There are many chests also in Zul'Zazar, Nazmir, but I don't know where they are, so it would be more time consuming for me, so I did that. And once you get there, okay, you are about 52, maybe 50. If you're really lucky, you can maybe get 53, but not sure about that. So you go to Dremel by using the NPC helpers. It's quite doable going through them. Just be careful to be at long range, especially for the new Runu's End. Because that guy it's really hard and he get a big area of effect. So you get to Gemma, so you start quest, first objective, and world quest.
Mm-hmm.
Crossing there is a must. You have to know what mob you can kill, what mob can kill you, and if you did on, like I did, my first was a Pali, get to 60, and then a warrior. The warrior could not kill about half the mobs the Pali could kill.
Yeah.
And I had our priest, which is 59, and the priest can kill even less mobs than the warrior could.
Wow.
So you have to be, you have to scout with the main thing, because you're gonna do this stuff, because it's not the same thing.
Yeah.
Depending on the class you have, you don't have the same abilities. Something can be done, those others won't be able to do. So we have to be very careful about that.
Mm-hmm.
And like Sir said, if there is a bonus objective and a work quest at the same time, at the same place, the respawn rate can become really insane, really fast.
Mm-hmm.
You go there, you are almost alone, you join your job slowly, and then a bunch of players arrive, wipe the place, don't respawn, whoop,
yep.
You end up with plenty of mobs all around you, so you have to be very careful. I got a party
mm-hmm.
with no archaeology. So
okay.
All you can do is go around BFA and Azeroth getting chests, which mm-hmm. takes a lot of time.
Yep.
But if you stay in Azeroth or something like that, mobs won't be able to hit you very much. So you have plenty of time to run away if mm-hmm. you eventually aggro something. Something I discovered on my Bloodthirsty at 57, I was running around Calliope's Rest in Bastion.
Yep.
It's a level 60 zone. And I suddenly get the achievement for 5 daily quests done.
Yeah.
So I did. Whoop. So if you're doing a Bloodthirsty in Bastion, because you can't go anywhere else since you can go, you can't use Threat of Fate.
Yeah.
Always check your daily quest count.
Mm-hmm.
If it goes up one, go somewhere else and be very careful about that.
Mm-hmm.
That's about it.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. I mean, that's scouting is such a major part of allowing for, you know, what we're going to do when we take toons through. Not everyone scouts. Look, I am, you know, I think for each other, it's one of those things that if you're not sure, grab a scout, grab something that's similar, go and check it out. It's, we say it over and over again, the difference between checking it out for that, you know, for that few minutes to scout it could be the difference between, you know, getting through with a challenge toon or not getting through and then having to start and re-roll a toon. So when in doubt, scout it out. Absolutely. So that is very important. And it's good to know, especially with the chests, you know, to get chests around the various places. It is very, I guess, a little bit, would you say it's a little bit slower or because you've got to travel, but it's safer. It's a safer path to go.
Definitely slower.
Mm-hmm.
And BFA mob still hit quite hard, even at 58, 59 for
yeah.
iron. So you still have to be careful.
Yeah.
You won't one shot anything in BFA. If you go to with Windsuffering, okay, you'll get as much 6 points from chest there as BFA, and you
okay.
will one-shot any mob that can come around.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay.
It's a good thing to go would be to do some chest and do the world quests that are easily doable, like It Rings Sparkles in Arden World, which
mm-hmm.
is quite easy, risk there. So, by doing that every day, you will eventually get to 60.
Okay. All right. Well, that's, you know, and as we all know, this is, you know, these are the guys that have done this. So we certainly appreciate all the advice. So thank you, Zaya, for that. Fair.
Hey, you before you get to Fur, hey.
Yeah.
I'll throw out,
yes.
You know, Zaya made some good points there.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can do it, BFA chests pay very nicely,
mm-hmm.
Especially at the low levels of 50, 51, 52.
Yep.
It's also a great test of what your experience is going to be like for killing in Shadowlands. If
mm-hmm.
you can kill a mob in BFA, you're
yep.
going to have a good chance of killing a mob in Shadowlands.
Okay.
If you can't kill it in BFA, you're not going to be able to kill it in Shadowlands.
All right, that's a really good handy tip to know. So so yeah, there we go. And so thank you for that. Okay, all right. So I've got a whole heap of questions, but what I want to do is I want to throw the questions at all of you after I've heard from each of you. So it's like I'm sitting on about 3 questions, and it's like I want opinions from all of you. So I'm gonna wait. So Fair. Are we there?
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yay, there she is. Hello, sweetie.
Okay, yeah, restarted. I'm sorry for that. I have no idea
That's
why.
Okay. That's all right. It's computers. They're fantastic.
Computers.
Yes, yeah. All right, well, so tell us about your level from your journey from level 50.
Okay, well, I don't only play pacifist, but the first character that I got from 50 to 60 was, in fact, my pacifist.
Mm-hmm.
And I've done another one since then. Basically, getting a pacifist, and she's a normal pacifist who does archaeology.
Yeah.
It's just like leveling one from 110 to 120 it used to be, except without any significant experience added in from dailies or holidays.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, you dig all archaeology all the time, basically.
Yeah.
And it makes a big difference to only dig when you're rested.
Yeah.
The first one I did, I kind of rushed rushing and went ahead without rested experience. And you have to do twice as many dig sites without rested. So, you know, take your choice.
Yeah.
My second one was only on rested. Also, for maximum experience from the dig sites, stick to the older zones.
Yes.
Eastern Kingdoms, Kalimdor, Catazones. Outland and Northrend are okay. They give the same experience, but I don't particularly like the dig sites there.
Mm.
Pandaria and beyond, Wrath of Draenor, Legion, BFA, all give less experience total per site than the old world, and they can all spawn mobs.
Yes.
When you dig.
Mm-hmm.
Not fun.
No.
So, yeah. I leveled a working man that I had who was 120 before this launch.
Mm-hmm.
I got her from 50 to 60 by combination of archaeology. And I did go through them all fairly late in life.
Yep.
And did resource gathering and the easy quests. This was before I had access to Threads of Fate.
Mm-hmm.
So she did some of the easy quests around Bastion.
Yep.
And she picked flowers and mined ore, which, you know, it's a doable thing. It's just takes some time. I explored, obviously.
Yep.
The slowest way to level is the way I'm leveling my iron at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's probably the slowest for sure. She's an older druid who's been around for many expansions, and I call her Threadbare. She did not go through the maw, doesn't plan to. She was like, I don't know, 54 by the time I even had access to threads, at which point I said, nope, just keep doing what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
She does chest hunting, and the minimal experience that you get from holidays, she'll take it and things like that. I do not have the ability to fly in BFA, so I do not do any BFA chest hunting.
Yep.
So, yeah, she's not good at killing things. So I don't even go there.
Yeah.
So I do chest hunting in Northrend, a little bit in Sangermarsh, and Winterspring. And she's currently about 60% of the way through level 56. She's getting there.
Nice.
Takes her a while, but hey, it works.
It's
a way to go. It's an option.
Yeah. And I think before we get to Nisi and talk about her experience, the other thing that I find, it's patience. You know, we talk about this quite often as to playing challenges. Whether you're playing an iron, a working, a blood, a pacifist, we all know that patience is something that is very good to have, and with leveling with certain toons and the way that we each individually go about it, there are paths, you know, we know there's so many paths with challenge toons. Which way do I want to go? And the path that you choose, something about, you know, the patience of that journey can be, I guess, one of the big things. I am so bad at being patient. It's very, very, patience is not my thing. But playing a challenge tune, it's, you know, it's definitely helping to become a little bit more patient. So do you guys, like, do you guys find that, you know, the fact is you can't just, you know, charge through everything as a challenge tune. It's sometimes it's all about that waiting game, playing the patience, watching mobs, for sure. Watching other players, all of that kind of thing. Yeah.
For sure.
Okay. All right. Well, I know in particular, Nisi would have to say that would be a very big thing that I know that she's dealt with. Isn't that Nisi? Watching other players in particular. Yes. So, all right. So tell us how's your journey been with, because we know you know, with your Bloodthirsties in particular, but we also know with Irons and the other tunes that you play. So tell us again, from level 50 to 60, how has that journey been?
Yeah, I will say that was like a good segue into my section because, you know, I've been told I have the patience of a saint from a lot of people. I don't necessarily agree with them, but then again, they don't actually see me experience leveling from the beginning. So it's a pretty salty experience at times in the section that I play in. But yeah, like it definitely teaches you need to slow down. You have to watch what's going on. You actually do need to people watch for a moment. What is that person doing over there? Are they mass pulling? Are they actually handling the mobs they've mass pulled? Or do they have no clue what they're doing and they're just dicking around and they're going to die with these 7 mobs they've pulled? And then it's your problem. So it's like, what you doing there, buddy? And so you kind of have to sit back. It forces you to do this. Yeah. If you don't, you're not going to be happy because stuff's going to go wrong really quickly. Yeah. So I have found that if you're not very patient, you're going to be forced to be patient. Mm-hmm. I've also found that leveling on a normal server in Shadowlands kind of goes back to what Sir says. The other zones, they're pretty quiet. You'll see a person here, a person there, for the most part, at least where I've been. Mm-hmm. Getting into Shadowlands zones specifically, though.
Yeah.
There's only 4 zones. And they're a little busy. And, mm-hmm. you know, it's just like, why are you here? It's like, can you go somewhere else, please? You're killing everything for me to kill. Because I have been battling a lot of leveling. I don't know if they're bots, but there's been a lot of people kind of doing their own, I guess, Bloodthirsty. But they have professions, so I don't know what the heck they're doing. And I will see them no matter what time of day I log in. And they'll be right where I'm killing stuff. And I'm like, can you go away, please? And so it's been challenging in that aspect. But, you know, you want to be rested. Definitely rested. If you're not rested anywhere else, you need to be rested in BFA.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, Shadowlands. I looked at something else. But, correction, Shadowlands. Rested is your best friend.
Yes.
Because as a Bloodthirsty, you know, from past expansions, we've been like, oh, you know, where's the next mob with the most XP? What can I get the most out of this? You know, at times in Legion and maybe even BFA, some of us were killing red mobs on hunters and stuff. And we're like, oh, this is awesome. Look at this, like, almost 1,000 XP we're getting per kill. That's not a thing anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And we can't leave Bastion. So you're stuck killing green mobs. At one point, the mobs go to 53 and then to 60. There's no in between. So it slows it down a lot, and for a lot of the bloodthirsties that are used to just go, it really forces you to step back, and it's like, okay, well, now we have to slow down. And with what Zaya said, yeah, you do have to watch where you're killing, because suddenly we're getting credit for daily quests that we didn't do, and we don't know why. The Maw's giving me now 2 daily quest credits when I come out. It was 1 at the start of Shadowlands, now it's 2, and yeah, we don't know why. So you have to really watch your daily quest credit, because they're just phantomly showing up, and that's also been a small issue.
Yeah.
But, and I found that keeping your gear updated helps a lot. My RNG has been a cruel, cruel, cruel mistress to me over the past month or so. And if your character has the cash, definitely go to Auction House and update the gear for what you can afford to the highest level that you can within the rules. Because it will, if nothing else, increase your health pool, and you're going to need those extra hit points with some of the abilities that the mobs have.
Yeah.
And you definitely want to scout. I have some characters I didn't scout on, but they were similar enough to the scout that, or the one that did all of the scouting, to a point where I'm like, oh, well, this should be okay. I'm getting to the point now where I'm going to have to take a class in that is the same class to see what's happening. Because some of the abilities on these mobs in Bastion are no joke. They hit hard, and there's no mercy. So if you're not on a healing class, you're in trouble. So you definitely need to pre-test that.
Mm-hmm. Pre-testing is good. Okay. All right. Anything else to add?
Not really. Not at that point.
Okay. All right. So the next question that I want to ask right across the board for all of you is the biggest challenges for getting to level 60. So as much as we've got so much information, so many different ways and that we can go from, you know, not only 1 to 60, but in particular from 50 to 60, which is, you know, the fun and games that begins, especially with Shadowlands. But for you guys, what do you think has been the biggest challenge to get to 60? Other than internet, our own misclicks and that kind of thing, but game-wise. So, Stir, what have you got?
You know, the hardest part, I think, has already been mentioned by Nisi and Fur, from the perspective of your play style. You have to have patience, and don't worry, you'll get to 60, but you gotta have patience. And the reason is because when you hit the middle to upper 50s, you're starting to run out of doable bonus quests. You've done them. Mm-hmm. Bonus quests are one time and done.
Yeah.
And then you're really relying on world quests. Well, you've also done all the entry quests for the zone that you can do safely. So you're out of the initial quests, and now you're relying on the world quests, which are reset daily.
Yeah.
And the problem is you can't do all of them. Zaya and I have created a world quest that are safe for challengers in the forums. Mm-hmm. So if you haven't seen that, go read up on it. And the as you will see, there's about a dozen of them, and they're pretty safe and doable by the various classes.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a bunch of quests that are extremely hazardous, and you'll die if you even try them.
Yeah.
And so it gets back to patience. It's like, well, if I can only do 2 or 3 quests a day, that's only one and a half bubbles a day.
Yeah.
This is going to be slow.
Yeah.
And so what happens? Well, we're all human. It's like, well, I'm just going to go try it. There's a thing in Ardenweld, I think it is, called Poopa Trooper.
Yeah.
And you can just be sitting there looking up and thinking, And you can even scout it out. And you know, you're like, well, this isn't so hard. You go click this thing, you can fly, you go click some cocoons up in the trees. Mm-hmm. What's the big deal?
Yeah.
Well, the big deal is death. because what will happen is you won't be paying attention, and there's actually mobs flying around too.
Yes.
Well, if you aggro one little creature, you can usually get down to the ground, heal yourself up, run, vanish or shadow meld or something, you know, just get away.
Yep.
But if you aggro the mob, they will dot you and you will not heal fast enough. Mm. In fact, you will die midair. You won't even get to the ground except as a corpse. So, yep. So it's those kind of things. So back to the patience things, it's like, well, have patience, wait for holiday events to get some XP that way. Maybe go scout around Old World and do some treasure chest runs, things like that. But patience. So that's the hardest thing,
yeah,
in my opinion.
Okay. All right. Fair. How about you?
Well, I guess I'm kind of echoing that. I do have a level 55 hunter scout, mm-hmm, who's actually has profession since she's a scout anyway, so why not?
Yeah.
Leveling via threads to check it out. I find it to be painfully slow, mm-hmm, due to the limited random number of world quests available that you can do, even as a hunter.
Yeah.
She can't sneak, obviously, but she can kill things, but not bunches at a time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not augmenting that. She's just a scout. I'm not augmenting the world quests with chest hunting because I'm busy doing that on my threadbare druid and don't want to compete with myself for the chests.
Mm-hmm.
Normally, yep. Once I finish that one, I'll do a real iron and be able to augment it. But
yeah,
there are a few of the side quests that she's done and the doable intro quests and things. But as Stir says, it's random which quests pop up and how often.
Yeah.
And I find that frustrating,
mm-hmm,
to say the least.
Okay. All right. And again, like, there's so much stuff going around us. There's all these things. But again, being slow, having patience is, I guess, the big thing. Plus, when you play multiple tunes, as all you guys do, competing not only with other players, but yourself with your tunes, is a very real thing. So I understand that.
Oh yeah, I'm not going to steal the chest from myself.
Yes.
Bad idea.
Yeah, it's bad enough when I know that Stir and Zaya are, you know, fighting over Winter Spring and things like that. So I know, I've seen them.
There are 24 hours in a day, and we use them all. Let's put it that way.
Yes. Yes, exactly. Alrighty, Zaya, what about for you? What's the biggest challenge getting to level 60 that you've found? Did we lose him? Maybe.
Zaya, are you there?
Did you mute? Hello? There you are. Hey. Hello.
Sorry.
Hi.
Okay, so... I was saying that you have to scout and know what you can kill and what can kill you.
Mm-hmm.
It will depend on the class. Paladin, for example, in Bastion can kill about anything, but some mobs have a very bad gore, which is a dot, and the priest cannot survive those because it's too heavy on the hit point. So you have to see what you can kill, what you cannot. Of course, there are something you can do, like Copper Troopers. It's doable, but if you aggro more a few of those flying mobs that Sir talked about,
mm-hmm,
you will die. So you can go there, see. Okay, you will, if you use the nameplate, it's easier to see. So you can try it, but it go faster, but the chances of losing everything increases at that point. Something I learned today, I had a green man at 57 in Ardenweald, mm-hmm. and I went, a green man is immensely powerful compared to an iron man, so I was quite confident I could pick anything, but mm-hmm. I came to the first name called Outlaid. The mob is the name, it has a dot that is incredible, and I was dead before I even thought about proper earth.
Yeah.
So you have to be very careful. Scout, don't do something unless you have scouted first with, on similar tool.
Okay. Got another question to ask you this after. So, all right. Okay. Well, once again, you know, scouting is definitely very important, as we know. Again, you know, we do go over the same things. Having patience, scouting things out, and I guess when it comes down to it, I think you guys would agree that the reason that these things keep getting mentioned is because these are the things that you need to do to get to 60. Like, the chances of not scouting out and getting a tune from, you know, up to 60 might be quite small without being able to scout stuff out, because you don't know how things are going to play. It's not impossible, but as we know, scouting is definitely the safer option to help get your tunes through to 60. Nisi,
if you don't scout, you'll end up with a scout. Short title.
Yeah, that is true. As many of us have experienced over the years, that if you don't check it out, it's certainly pay for it very shortly afterwards. Yeah, I'm just remembering one where I decided to take on that stupid bloody, what is it, Durky in over in Northrend, and I'm like, no, this'll be fine. Yep, still hurts to this day. And that's probably, what, like 2 years ago. Alrighty. Anyway, Nisi, now what about you? What's the biggest challenge you found?
All right, well, I've got a couple. First off, I speak from the Bloodthirsty perspective. For those that didn't realize, I am not part of the Iron Club 50 and up yet. My iron's still 47. But for Bloodthirsty, figuring out what your class can kill safely and where mm-hmm. you can be to kill that. Because, you know, there are so many patrols in Bastion. It's unreal. Yep. And a lot of them are neutral where I am, but that also means you can't use AoEs. Because suddenly they just go running through you, and then you've got three mobs or four mm-hmm. mobs instead of one. So situational awareness is also another big challenge in that. Lately, I've just been battling leather farmers out the wazoo. Mm-hmm. I have a very large grinding loop in Bastion, and it's that way because either the first half or the second half I have leather farmers in them, depending on the day, and sometimes it's both sections and I only get like four mob kills in a loop, so it's tough.
Yeah.
I did add one more real quick that I just thought of. Since we're in Bastion and we're not using Threads of Fate, mm-hmm. we don't have access to the map that the Irons do, that show you, oh, hey, these are your world quests today. These are the quest mobs that are up.
Mm-hmm.
So there's times where there's a world boss up for quests.
Mm-hmm.
It creates a hell of a ton of lag in Bastion when two 40 plus raid groups decide to go after him at once.
Yeah.
And you don't know if he's up and all of a sudden you're lagging and you can't loot anything and you don't know what's going on. And then all of a sudden you see everybody talking in general saying, oh, the world boss. And I'm like, oh, right. I'll be back later. I actually also almost lost my warlock a week or two ago to something happened with the database.
Yeah,
on my server grouping, and they were getting back bad data, and the server crashed.
Yeah,
while I was pulling a mob. I mean, that's out of our hands. We don't know, but it's another challenge that's very frustrating at times. And I did not know if I had lived for like 2.5-3 hours until they managed to get the server back up.
Yeah.
So that wasn't fun. That was challenging, but that's one of those things that we can't control. But, you know, maybe we need to get better about checking on a normal character if you have one that has hit 60 and seeing what world quests are up before diving in on your bloodthirsty that can't see that part of the map is a good idea.
Might help, yeah.
It might help just a little. Like, I think that's something that I need to get in the habit of checking now. And, you know, just getting used to killing the green mobs and getting used to the fact that your leveling time is going to be slow. It's a challenge and it's frustrating because it's like, I just want to ding already. And you're like, not even halfway through the level. And I'm like, how long have I been out here? And then I do a slash plate and I'm like, oh, I really wish I hadn't looked. So
patience.
It's just getting used to the length of time that you're going to be there. So you might as well settle in, find some stuff to listen to on either like another podcast or past episodes of the Wild Challenges podcast or vlogs or movies or something. You need to settle in and get comfy with some snacks because you're going to be there a while. And it can be frustrating at times and a bit of a challenge.
Yeah, that's my trick. Never check slash play. You don't want
to. It makes me sad sometimes when I check it and I'm like, what? It hasn't been 10 hours, really?
Oh, hang on, I gotta
throw it. That's a race.
Oh, okay. I've thought of another show title. Okay. Alrighty. So, well, thank you all for that information. As we know, you know, there are definitely challenges that we all have for the tunes. Now, I'm going to throw some questions at you, whoever wants to answer, or all of you, whichever, that's fine. But what I want to know, and one of the things that I noticed that the chat room, as well as you guys, have mentioned as you've been talking, is how do you find server differences? So obviously, we've got people that play on many different servers. We've got ones from playing, obviously, the normal to the, you know, the RP type ones and all of that kind of thing. But do you guys find that being on a particular server can be better for your challenge, for the challenges that you're playing, the challenger tunes that you're playing, as opposed to certain other servers? Like, you know, is that a real thing? I could say personally for me, I do play normally on a couple of servers, that there is differences, but I'd like to hear a point of view from you guys. So who wants to answer on that?
Well, from my perspective, I actually think that's a double-edged sword. It has pros and cons from both sides. So, I mean, I used to love being on my low pop server, and it was great. And the fact that I had mobs up and I had my, I could kill, rares were up, fine, cool, whatever. And even on some of the RP realms, from the few times that I've popped in there, you know, you have a tendency to find some of the mobs up. You have a tendency to find some chests up more regularly than a normal server, or a large server grouping. My server was 2 connected. Now it's like 6 or 7. It's definitely 5+, and now I'm high pop constantly, and I do have trouble finding mobs up. However, at the same turn, if you're in trouble, I've noticed that people are kill happy, and they don't care if you're already killing the mob, and they're just killing it to get their shit done. Yeah. So it might work out if you're in a troubled spot at that moment, even though you're frustrated with not having mobs at your disposal. So I think it's kind of, you know, a 50-50 deal for me, at least.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Anyone else got any point of view on that?
My point of view would only pertain to the economics of it. I don't play any challengers on other realms, but my regulars are on a dead RP realm. And there's plenty of mobs, but the auction house is pathetic.
Yeah. So
I would not want to try to equip a challenger on one of those realms.
So. Okay. All right. Guys, anything else on that? Otherwise, I'll throw another question at you. No? Okay.
No.
All right. So what I want to also know, and again, I know that we've spoken about this stuff over the years, not only individually as I've talked to you and that you've been on the show, but is how big is class and race for you? I know, like, we know Stir, typically Night Elf Rogue, like, we know, and I know he's going to shock me soon when he talks about his week, but for how you guys play your challenge tunes, is that a big factor? Not necessarily in the early leveling, but for the last part of leveling, does, like, long-term game, is that something that you look at your class and your race and think, okay, long term, this is definitely the way that I want to go with, you know, Night Elf Rogue, your druids, your, you know, undead warlock, that some of us like to do. So what's your thoughts on class and race for your challenge tunes?
Well,
go
by store.
Oh, okay. Thanks. It has been, stealth has always been an incredible advantage, because you can sneak around and you can, and it doesn't matter if you're druid or rogue, but you can sneak around and you can get to places that you might not if you're visible. But I got to tell you, whether it's because of race or because of class, the ability to stop, abort a fight is an incredible advantage. So, and you can kind of do it a couple of ways. You know, the pally has the bubble heart.
Yep.
The druid has the ability to root at least one mob, and while they're rooted, heart. Your hunter has feigned death, and then of course Night Elf has shadow meld.
Yep.
But all of those abilities to stop a bad situation adds longevity to your tune. Because if you cannot stop a fight, if it's like, if you're playing a class or a race that once you start a fight, it's to the death. You know, there's so many other variables that come into play, including pats, or they call out for help, or it's just a bad pull.
Yep.
You're in a heap of trouble. So I would say that ability to stop a fight is quite an advantage.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Zion, do you want to add to that?
Like it said, how to get out of the fight. On the priest, it's a night elf, so I have shadow meld. But if you shadow meld in the middle of a pack of mobs, you're stuck there.
Yeah.
You cannot do anything. You have to wait for the cooldown and then try to move a little bit away and shadow meld again. So it can be quite hard at that point. So you have to be very careful to not get in that kind of situation. I started the warlock, and in bad cases, you fear the mob and you're down.
Yeah.
That's the only way to get out on the warlock. You have the elf stone, but it has a 1 minute cooldown after the fight.
Yep.
So if you use it during the fight, you have nothing else to do.
Yeah.
So you have always have to be careful. How will you get out of something? Often, if I go into a cave, I go to the end of the cave, I earth out. I don't try to fight my way up.
Yeah.
I earth out. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I used to play mostly hunters, but since Shadowlands, my hunter that was level 120 died, and I haven't played hunter since.
Mm-hmm.
So I use Pally, Warriors, Priest. I have a Warlock at that moment.
Yeah.
And they all have different advantages and disadvantages too. So it changes the play style, and I find it interesting to change from plays from tombs to tombs.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the same quest always, but you don't do them the same way.
Yeah. Good point. Very good point. Absolutely.
Yeah, I find it kind of influence the choice of what characters I'll try to take ahead as an iron, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Do I want a hunter because I can kill things?
Yep.
Or do I want this advantage of stealth?
Mm-hmm.
And if so, do I also want the advantage of crowd control and vanish?
Mm.
So that would be a druid versus rogue situation. So, but forget killing things on the rogue. So it's a toss-up. You know, it's a hard choice. I mean, I don't have enough experience playing a paladin. That seems like it might be an interesting choice, but I haven't tried that. But yeah, it makes a huge difference.
Mm. Yes, exactly. Nisi, do you have any thoughts on that?
As a bloodthirsty, it kind of varies, because I mean, you have the advantage of the green gear as an option. So you can kill stuff, sort of. Depends on the mob and depends on the class you're on. I'd say it really depends on if I'm going Alliance or Horde.
Yeah.
I don't really like playing Night Elves. Sorry, guys. They just annoy me sometimes. So I'll only usually play a Night Elf if I'm playing a Druid, because I don't like the Worgen starting area.
Mm-hmm.
But like, if I'm on an Alliance Warrior, I tend to go Draenei, because then I can use their racial to my benefit as an extra heal option.
Yeah.
So it kind of depends on faction and then what I'm actually playing. I tend to lean a lot towards gnomes, but most of my gnomes are casters, and they get like that 5% intellect jump as part of their gnominess. So that helps me a little bit there. But yeah, for me, it's going to come down to, am I going Horde, am I going Alliance, and what class am I actually looking to play?
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, and, you know, like, there is so many more questions I could ask you guys, and we could be here for many, many more hours, but I think we all can agree we don't quite have the time for that. So I'm going to give you one more question, and then we'll get into how your week has been. So what I want to know, Shadowlands has been out for quite a few months now. Has it surprised you? Obviously, we had many different thoughts about it leading up to when it went live, to those of us that were doing, you know, some of the beta testing and all of that, and had reservations on how we were seeing things, and from it going live to, what are we, like eight, nine months later, as to how, you know, how the game has been, the little changes that Blizzard have come along. For you guys, with leveling your challenge tombs, has Shadowlands actually surprised you in getting as many tunes or getting the tunes up to level 60? So thoughts on that? Anyone?
Go ahead, Zaya.
Okay. In Shadowlands, getting from 1 to 50 is so much easier than before.
Mm-hmm.
And once you get to 50, better you be or the alliant, it doesn't change anything about the quest you can do.
Mm-hmm.
So I find it a lot easier than I expected.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Nisi?
It's been good to see that different classes have made it as an iron, even if it's been a slower road and things have been changed. We've all had our leveling paths kind of upended, and for me, the rug's still pulled out from underneath of me. I'm still trying to get my footing. I've had to change everything, and I'm doing something new now, and it's weird for me that I'm doing something new, but it's kind of working. But I was not expecting the range of classes to make it as an iron that have made it when I was helping beta test. So that's been a little bit of a comfort. It's still a long road, and we're still trying to find ways around complications and things, but it is showing that, you know, if you're willing to hang in there, you can get there, and it's a better result than we were thinking originally was going to be.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that surprised me was that the Maw is easier to get through than I ever expected it would be from the beta.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was going to be a deal breaker right there.
Mm-hmm.
End of story.
Yeah.
But now, I mean, getting through pretty much on any classes is a doable thing.
Mm-hmm.
So that did surprise me.
Yes. Yes, it looked pretty rough in beta.
I'll echo what Fur said, is the Maw is so intimidating the first time you go through it, and you're just overwhelmed with the storyline and trying to survive. And you get through it, and you're like, oh, okay. And then by the time you've done it a second or third time, you're like, actually, this is kind of boring because I want it to go faster. I know I can get through it. So, you know, the Maw is actually it's like, okay, you got to do it, but it's no big deal. So don't let it, you know, pay your dues, learn to go through it a couple of times, but it's no big deal. I think for me, the Shadowlands thing, what has been mentioned by everyone else, is that the 1 to 50 is so... I shouldn't say easy, because if you're trying it for the very, very first time, the challenge 1 to 50 is a lot of work and hard, and it's going to take you a while. But if you're a seasoned player of the game and you've been doing this, you can get a tune from 1 to 50 in very short order. So even if you lose your tune and you turn it into a scout, re-rolling and doing another 1 to 50 is actually pretty darn easy. In fact, you're going to have you and Chris are going to have an interesting challenge, Lita, coming up with a contest, because the 1 to 50 part is easy.
Yeah.
In fact, I would say there's a couple of players out there that could probably do 1 to 50 in just a couple of days. That's how easy it is. So that's good for everyone else, because that means that if you say, well, I'm going to get a tune to 60, okay, 1 to 50 is not the challenge. The 50 to 60 is the challenge.
Yeah.
That's my perspective.
Mm-hmm. Very true. Yes. It'll be race to 60 now. Yeah, it's certainly made the way that the game's played compared to the thoughts that we did have when doing the testing and how things looked, you know, it certainly has once things have gone live. I mean, again, we're up to how many challenge tunes have we done? An incredible, like, 14, like, there's 14, been, it's again, you know, when we were testing, it was kind of like, I would not have imagined that this many months in that we had this many max level challenge tunes. So it's kind of like, yay, it's super exciting that things have turned out better than we thought they were. So again, thank you guys for coming and giving your perspective on the level 50 to 60 and the things that you do. We take all of this information and for each of us, we, you know, sometimes we take little bits and pieces from all the information that you guys give us, and hope this helps everyone listening, those that haven't done it, those that have, and you know, given new and exciting ideas to try. So thank you all for joining me on that. I want to hear about your week, so let's stir, hit me with it. Tell me about as I notice Azzy is here and has, you know, very eloquently stated in chat in Twitch there that Stir is a dirty horde. There is nothing dirty about Horde, Azzy. What? There's, no. So tell us how's your week? Yes. Yeah. How's your week been?
So, as you know, I've got a couple of tunes already at max level on the Alliance side. And so I thought, well, okay. So what happens is, I think you said it earlier, Lita, that what will happen is you'll end up playing multiple tunes at the same time. And that gets back to the whole comments about patience. So let's say you've got a tune in the mid-50s and you're waiting on daily quests to get any XP. Well, that takes only about a half hour. And now you're like, well, okay, now what do I do? So, well, I'll roll a different tune. So I've rolled, I thought, okay, I know Rogue, so why don't I go roll a Rogue on the Horde side? I won't have Shadow Meld, but hey, let's, I'll get Vanish eventually. I think it's level 23, you get Vanish. And so, okay. So that was quite the eye-opener because I rolled a troll. And the reason I went with troll is for the berserk capability. And
yes,
it's amazing. The rogue troll can actually do some pretty good killing. If you cast, in fact, I even wrote a macro to, and I called it kill. And when I hit kill, I come up behind the target and I hit kill, and it throws out everything in evasion, and it starts healing, it starts the berserk, and it opens up with you know, the opening move, and it's wicked. It's like, it's kind of fun to watch. It's like the NPC is going, not fun, mom. It's it's pretty decent. So the it's been going good. The rogue is 54 now, and I've had to relearn all these new horde quests that, you know, you, starting zones and quests and things like that. But then after you get to, it's around level 15 or 20, now you can start doing all the contested areas that you've been doing as an Alliance anyway. So it's like, well, these are pretty much the same quests and things like that. So, but then, okay, I'm at 54 with the rogue, and it's like, well, okay, now what do I do? Like, okay, well, let's roll another, let's roll something really
If in crazy. Doubt, roll another one.
Let's roll another one. Let's roll a druid, and it's a troll, which was kind of stupid because berserk doesn't do a druid much good if you're rooting and shooting. Here's the problem. No Shadow Meld, no Vanish, no Bubble Hearth, no Sap, no nothing. It's like, well, if you, you know, I said earlier, if you start a fight, it's to the death. And so it's been really slow going. She just hit 50 today. So people, I'm telling you, if I can hit a Horde, Druid, Troll, 50 in a week, the rest of you have a even better chance, because I'm a terrible horde player, and or dirty, as Assy likes to call it, but it's quite doable. So that's what I've been doing. And I this might be a great opportunity to since I'm yakking anyway, to mention, you know, we keep talking about getting to 50 and stuff like that, and the whole show is about 50 and beyond. If you haven't caught on yet, wait till 50 before you go over to Shadowlands. At least 50. You're going to get the opportunity at level 48 to go over. You the quest pops up when you ding 48. Hmm. Do not go to Shadowlands at 48. Wait till you hit 50.
Yeah.
If possible, and it's going to depend on your class and your race and faction, but if you can wait until 51 or 52, even better. Yeah. And now, for my hordes, I had to go onward to Shadowlands at 50 because I have never scouted out the BFA areas of Horde. So yeah. I don't know where the treasures are. I don't know what the dangerous places are, the traps and things like that. So BFA is not an option. Mm-hmm. But if you have BFA mapped, if you've got BFA flight, and you know where all the BFA chests are, they pay like it's a crazy amount, like 6,700 XP each. Mm. It only takes 2 days for me on the Alliance to get to 51, just 2 days, just doing nothing but going around and grabbing all the treasure chests in BFA. So
yeah,
that's what you want to do. And you might go, well, hey, Stir, how come you want to? Why not just go on over earlier? Well, it gets back to you're going to run out of doable stuff. So
yeah.
If you go over at 51 or 52, you're just helping yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So. That's your tip for the day.
Okay. All right. Excellent. 50. So what did you say? 54 on the rogue and 50 on the druid. Horde side.
Yes. Wow. Horde side.
Horde yes. side. Wow.
On the Alliance nice. Side, they're all 60. So.
Nice.
I'm done with Alliance.
Excellent. All right. Well, thank you for that. Fair. What have you been up to?
My what I call Threadbare Druid, Fariona, is a little over 60% of the way toward level 57.
Nice.
Just doing chest runs. Looking forward to the upcoming Thousand Needles Boat Festival.
Mm-hmm.
That had some good experience last year.
Yep.
And obviously Summer Fires, which will, you know, they don't give a ton of experience yes. for people above 50, but for her, it's like a chest. Yep. Might as well get it. You know, it's
something's
free.
Better than nothing. Mm-hmm.
Yep. My hunter scout in Shadowlands is 55 or so, waiting yep. for dailies.
Mm-hmm.
I have a pacifist. I always have a pacifist going.
Yep.
This one's a mage. She was 120 before Shadowlands. She's 53 now.
Mm-hmm.
Just running on rested, and it's kind of like a relaxing thing for me to do late night, just go around and do some dig sites.
Yeah.
I also made a choice. I had a character who wanted to be a green man, and she sat at 19 for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
And I finally decided, the hell with it, I'm going to go ahead and level her without registering, because I really want to try a green man mm-hmm. in Shadowlands. So she's a little over 40 now, 41, 42.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't register her because I didn't want to run with a red flag.
Yeah.
I just have an unofficial character.
Mm-hmm.
Having fun with her. She's a hunter. And it's fun. And I have a confession to make. Mm-hmm. I also have a dirty horde. actually, she's very sweet. She's a Tauren druid.
Mm-hmm.
She has flowers in her hair. I mean, she's truly a flower child druid.
Yeah.
She's level 2.
Mm-hmm.
And waiting patiently in Thunderbluff for the Darkmoon Fair to get some money.
Mm-hmm.
Because she can't do diddly.
Yeah.
She has no saleable skills, really, at this point. She can't root. She can't do anything but run away if somebody looks at her cross-eyed. And so she poked her head out the back gate at Orgrimmar.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody tried to attack her, and she screamed and ran back inside. but managed to get to level 2, ran out the front gate, and sort of something similar happened.
Mm-hmm.
So she went back to Thunder Bluff where her people are and said, okay, I'll wait for the Darkmoon Fair to happen right at my feet here, and mm-hmm. I'll get some money. Then I can take some flight paths around and get experience enough to make money to buy Irving
mm-hmm.
and start doing some. I have no idea that she'll even make it to 10, but you know, I've been threatening to make a Torin pacifist, so there she is.
Nice. Yay.
Fairy.
Excellent. Oh, that's very exciting. And I mean, literally, Darkmoon Fair is not that far away, so, you know, so she can get rested, and that will help, so...
She'll be very rested, yes.
She will, exactly. Very exciting. Alrighty. Okay, Zaya, what have we got for you? How's your week been?
Well, fine. I have a couple of rigs that I play to get all the various things in the Covenant to level 3.
Mm-hmm.
I'm now at level 2 on all of them.
Mm-hmm.
So getting Anima is a slow process. So I play that a few about every week. I have an Iron Priest that I do a few dailies every time there is one.
Mm-hmm.
So it she's 59 and a half approximately. So maybe in a week or two I'll be able to get to 60. And while waiting for dailies, I did, why not try your luck?
Mm-hmm.
I cannot do an idol. So since third was I already started Orb. I did, okay, why not create a Orb Warlock and mm-hmm. create a troll too? Just to be able to keep company to stir on the guild chat.
Nice. Aww.
And
nice.
I went this row in doing pretty well.
Mm-hmm. Excellent.
So I hit the 51 and I'm about to go to the Tudama maybe tomorrow.
Wow. That's awesome. I was going to say, you know, perhaps you and Stir should throw down a challenge to Azzy to, like, come over to Horde side to hang out with you guys over Horde side. You know, that seems to be the place to be at the moment. Perhaps, you know, maybe you could twist his arm. Maybe he might make a Horde character. maybe. I actually got a maybe. Wow. That's you have to work on it. Yeah, that's good. What's he say? I've been hanging around for too much. Have a 30 pally shaman and hunter, also started a priest, a green man, working man, and a passy. Looks into
all right. Yeah, I'm glad to be an inspiration. Oh, my altaholic.
Wow, Azzy, that is awesome. That is awesome. I tell you what, we will have to get some adventures from Azzy in the future, get him on to have a chat about how he's going with all this. That's very exciting. Alrighty. Thank you, Zaya. Thank you for sharing that. Nisi, how has your week been?
A little busy, so, you know, surprise, I level 4 Thirsties. So I haven't lost anybody yet this year, I don't think.
Yay!
So, yeah, I know, I was surprised when I was thinking back about it. I was like, you know what, I don't think I have lost anybody yet. So I got the Holy Priest to level 32. Got the Frost Mage to level 39. The Holy Priest I have hanging out in Zul'Dazar near Scale Trader Outpost in the Tusk Pools, because nobody seems to bother me there.
Mm-hmm.
My Frost Mage, who hit 39, she's in Terror Guard. The Hunter that hit 47, also Terror Guard, running the same exact path.
Yep.
As well as the Rogue that hit level 44. They're all in the same spot. And then my Warlock hit level 58 in Bastion.
Nice. Excellent. That is just, again, but like between all of you guys, it's just the amount of leveling that's going on is fantastic. So, very excited. And I mean, that's, you know, like four people of our challenge players. It's just, it's amazing to see. So congratulations on everyone. Thank you all for the information as well. That's been great. We're going to skip my week because guess what? My week's been absolutely no playtime. Funny about that. So we're not even going to worry about that. So we will get onto the news. Where is my bumper? There it is. Here it is. Let's play this.
Do-do-do-do-do-do. Breaking down news from the World of Warcraft.
All right. We've got a few things to talk about. Nisi, I figured you would be the best one to take this for me. So what have we got for the news, please?
All right. Well, pre-patch for Burning Crusade Classic seems to be live now. And from what I've been gathering, that will fully go live and launch on June 1st for those that are playing Classic.
Yep.
We've also managed to get the challenge guilds that are listed on the website fully updated. So what is listed there should be active guilds that are accepting challengers, and their contact info should be up to date now. We also have some congratulations that need to be tossed out. So congratulations to our 12th and 13th Shadowlands Iron Champions, Mage Sir and Iron Master, both belonging to Sir. We also have our 14th Iron Shadowlands Champion. That was a unspecced mage named Lujma, who was owned by Majid.
Nice. Congratulations, guys. Hang on, let me do my little... Fourteen. Stir, what are you up to? Like, how many max levels have you got now? Like, it's just like, seven? Eight?
Well,
nine?
Eight. Nope, eight.
Eight.
But that doesn't include the working or the passing. Remember Never Died or Deed?
Yes.
I'm trying to match his old record.
You are well on your way to doing that. That's all I can say. Maybe this is... is he back playing? I haven't... Did you say he was back playing?
No, he's popped in a couple of times over the past few months and saying hi, but hasn't resumed. Maybe this summer when school is out. He's a teacher, you know.
So. Yes, I know. He normally says he's pretty busy when school is in and manages to sit down and have playtime when school's out, which is great. But again, like, congratulations to our champions. That's amazing. 14 we've had so far. That's, again, I would not have thought that at this stage, like, before Shadowlands went live, I didn't think we were looking at having this many months in. So congratulations, everyone. That is awesome achievement. Okay, now just a couple of things I wanted to mention. Spreadshirt has another promo that starts on the 25th of May, which is Tuesday through to Friday the 28th. There is 20% off everything on the site. So if you're after your WoW challenges or challenge gear, pop over there. Also, a reminder, there will be no show next week because I have got prior engagement. So we won't be here next week. We will be back the following week on that. So just a heads up on that. Chit chat. Where are we? This one.
This just in. It's chit chat.
Nice. All right. Let us start how we always like to start our chit chat section with the bumper from the man himself. Where is he? He's still in the chat room, I think. So let's play Azzy's bumper.
It's Azzy's pun.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Asa. So, here's his pun. A man dies after falling into a giant coffee vat. His wife told reporters, hey, he didn't suffer. It was instant.
Oh, nice. Cheers, Azzy. Good one. Good one. I like it. I like it. Very, very cute. Coffee pun. Very cute. Nice. Oh, mind you, be one way to go, falling into a coffee vat. I think I'd just drink. It would be one of those things. That just drink it. Just, you know, that would be quite interesting. Thank you, Azzy.
What if you were wearing coffee filter armor? You know, like, you know, priests wear paper armor. You know?
Have a little coffee filter attached on. Yeah. You know, that'd be an interesting cosplay idea.
And then drop into the vat. Yeah. Yeah. Filtered coffee. Filtered instant coffee.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe. Maybe. We will see. Anyway, thank you, Azzy. Thank you. All right. We also have got one from Dave. So far, what have we got from Dave?
Well, from Dave, we have, my wife told me to stop impersonating a flamingo. I had to put my foot down. Yep.
Oh, Dave. Dave. Thank you. Oh, thank you, guys. Oh, very, very, very cute. Very, very cute. Alrighty. Okay. Well, I think we've covered all of that. Any last things from the chat room? What have we got? Mrs. Rock Guru, her Magi Orc Iron Man Hunter hint level 20. Excellent. As you know, there is no in-game wedding. No. But thank you. But yeah, no. What else do we have? Any other thoughts? Chris says, can never have too many tunes. I think that's the primary thing with being an alcoholic. There is no such thing as too many tunes, is there? Really? No such thing. So, I think we all get that quite well. Okay. Any last thoughts from my wonderful panel here? Any last thoughts that you want to share before we wrap it up?
I'll throw one thing out.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, you know, we were talking earlier about different servers, RP servers versus others.
Yes.
If you do land on an RP server, Zaya mentioned that the auction house is usually pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that works both ways. Not only can you buy stuff, but you can also sell stuff. And lately, I've been selling enough stuff from my few tunes to buy the monthly 30-day thing easily.
Nice.
With the Blizzard token. So it's really not costing me anything to play right now because the auction house sales have just been so good. So I'll just throw that out.
Excellent. I mean, absolutely. Like, these are the things that you can do if you're making enough money on your characters and you're flying or you've paid for the things that you can get on your challenge tunes, then why not get some sub? That's a really good way to go. Excellent. All right. Anyone else? Any last minute things you want to add? I take that's a no.
Nope.
All right. Okay. All right. Well, I think we will do the thank yous. Fair, are you good to do the Iron Elites for me, please?
Sure. I'd like to thank all those who contribute as Iron Elites. I think the list is pretty up to date. Alejandras, Awesome Trousers, Boz, Cell, Chupa, Dave the Hunter, Execute, Fair Gazden, Chris W, Laron Amar, Lita, Mr. Bright 01, Mrs. Rock Guru, Mrs. Charming, Nisi, Rude, scroll, stir, stone, swing cat, the learning curve, Tiber, aka Tiber, Wangima, Zaya, and Zorts. Thank you all.
Thank you, absolutely. Our Iron Elites, we greatly appreciate all the help that we get that. So thank you very much. And we just got an anonymous cheer, 100 bits. So thank you, that's very sweet. And Chris, thank you guys, super sweet of you. We do appreciate that. So thank you to you all. Now, obviously from Stone, Stir, and myself, we want to thank not only this bunch of mods that are right here, but the ones that we have in the chat room and all around. So thank you to all the things that you guys do to help out with the website, the forums, just being in Discord, looking after the write-ups, all of those things. So thank you to Awesome Trousers, Boz, Execute Fair, Chris, Nisi, Zaya, you guys. Everything that you do helps us so much, doesn't it, Sir? We greatly appreciate it. So thank you.
It sure does.
Yes. All right. Thanks to our code wardens, Elky, Film, Naptime, and Bell. There is, hopefully will be some movement on things getting sorted soon. So, we know it's all a bit crazy with, IRL at the moment. So, so hold tight. Things are getting worked on. So thank you for them giving of their free time to help. We do appreciate that. And to everyone here in the chat room, thanks guys for hanging out. We do appreciate that as well. And to listeners listening to the podcast at home, thank you. Now, I will be back. So no show next week, okay? We will be back for Saturday, June 5th at 7 p.m. Eastern. And just a reminder, after that show, then I will be having a, there will be no show for a few weeks after that. Because, you know, IRL will be happening and I'll kind of be a bit busy. So, so yeah, so next week, no show. We will be back on the 5th of June. So thank you to everyone for joining me this week. Thank you guys for being here. So do you want to give some details? Where can we find you, Stir? Where can we find you, please?
Oh, so easily on Discord. Just look for Stir. I'm usually at the top of the list with the admin role. And it, by the way, that's been working really, really well. I've helped a couple of new players join, you know, get registered, explain some of the difficulties of the armory and stuff. But after getting past that, we've got some new players who have joined the challenge. So just look for me in Discord.
Yeah. Excellent. Alrighty. Fair, where can we find you?
Also on Discord. I'm Fair on Discord. And aside from that, in the mostly Alliance Guild on Wormrest, except maybe during Darkmoon Fair when I might be on the Horde side. You never know.
Horde side. Nice.
Until I stumble into an Alliance camp by mistake, which I know will happen.
Been there, done that, except it was the other way around. So I totally understand that one. Zaya, where can we find you, please?
Well, I'm on Discord as Zaya. And I have an email at zayaqc@gmail.com.
Excellent. Nisi, where can we find you?
You can find me on Discord. It's Nisi4863 is the hashtag number. You can email me if you have any questions. NisiBGN@gmail.com. I'm also on Twitch streaming a couple of days a week, and that's also NisiBGN. And I am on Twitter @NisiBGN.
Excellent. And we will have all that information up on the website, which you will find at wowchallenges.com. As well, there you will find all the information. So for those that want to join the Discord server or Facebook, Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, that's all the information is on our website. You can listen to the podcast on Google Play, iTunes, Spotify, and Stitcher Radio. And don't forget, if you've got any questions, any thoughts, any tips, you know, advice, send an email to podcast@wowchallenges.com. Where you can find me, if you are looking for me, I am on Twitter at LetaWow, which is LetaWow. Or in Discord, I'm there somewhere, obviously. At times, if you can't find me, please check in with the other admin or mods, because things are a little busy at the moment for me. So funny about that. But, you know, if you need me, certainly send me a message, and I will get back to you when I can, or let the mods know, and they'll let me know, so that's it. Other than that, let's do the last thank you. Zaya, who have we got to say thank you to, please?
Okay, thank you to Mr. Bright 101 for the intro. You can find him on Discord as Mr. Bright 101. And a big thank you to Epic Insanity for our outro. Find him on Twitter at Epic Insanity, as well as the Frozen Nerds podcast.
Exactly. So again, you know, all the help that we get, not only through our people here, all our wonderful, amazing mods and volunteers helping do things. You know, intros, outros, we do appreciate it. So thank you very much. It is hugely, greatly appreciated by us. So thank you. All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for this discussion today. Lots of information. So I hope you've covered, like, my brain's just going, there's so much there, which is great. I get to, you know, sift through it. And so thank you again to Stir, Fair, Nisi, Zaya. Appreciate you guys hanging out with me and all the information that you've passed on for our challenges. So thank you so much. Other than that, any last thoughts before we say goodbye? Just want to say goodbye?
Yeah, goodbye. Thank you for having me. Yeah.
Good luck to you all. Cue to the goodbye.
Cue the goodbye. That's it. All right, guys. Have a great week. Please stay safe, both in and out of game. Reminder, no show next week. We'll be back on June 5th. We will see you then. So take care. Bye, everyone.
The WoW Challenges podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast. Produced by Lita. Copyright 2021. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find his great stuff at incompetech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.